So for us to use sources of the head and neck as well as the GI, we see a large number of patients. And we've had clinical trials with cetuximab. I don't think, I really want to emphasize, I don't think that there's a difference in the two drugs as far as we can tell. Other than that, in terms of efficacy, there may be slight subtle differences that we haven't picked up yet, and we'll never have a head-to-head comparison of the two drugs, panitumumab and cetuximab. I think you're fine starting with whatever drug, unless, you know, even if you're in our area, but you have to realize the infusion reaction rates will be higher in our area. There are only anecdotal reports and one case report of patients who've had cetuximab infusion reactions and then have gotten panitumumab. But the reports thus far, I've yet to hear one where people have had an infusion reaction with panitumumab. Nobody's ever, as far as I know, started the person without some level of premedication on panitumumab after they had a cetuximab infusion reaction.
What exactly do we know about the incidence of allergic reactions with panitumumab?
With panitumumab, the infusion reaction rate is less than 1%, and of those patients who were restarted, one person did not allow restarting. Of those patients who've allowed restarting, they've all been able to receive the drug a second time with premedication. But there was one patient who did not. It's a total of about three or four patients.